Oh, yeah. We're back. Welcome to a beautiful Monday morning, Monday afternoon, here in the Pacific Northwest. This is the TNT Hour. And this is Don Newsom. Happy to be back with you this beautiful Monday. Folks, you know me. I'm in the mood. I'm in the mood to spoo today. Only because it seems that these radical divisions of our criminal class have stepped up the timetable. Why that is? Well, they seem to be operating under a timetable. Maybe they know something we don't. Maybe it's just a matter of fear, 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 because they tested it out in Y2K, and now they're going to go at it in 2012, make everybody go a little batty, and then try to rape, pillage, and loot us like they did in days of old. The same thing, just a few new players with a few new spin on it, on the same old game. So we're back. Today we're going to do a little bit of the news on the Trusted News Trader, right? Because there are so many important posts lately. An extreme amount of important posts. And we don't post everything. I don't post everything because most of it's just disinformation to elicit a response. And they hope that response becomes wider and wider, but mostly they're based on false premises, or they take an accurate premise and they blow it out of proportion. It's like extrapolating to the extreme. So a lot of times you get these feelings for a lot of the information out here, and it's really to elicit an emotional response. It has no other value than that. None. Yeah, but we all know that, right? You know, on the Trusted News Trader, recently someone named David made a post. It's called The Age of Chemi-Clouds and Crop Circles. Now, what does that mean? Well, I think basically he's talking about the spraying maybe being connected to our extraterrestrial friends. It's a little interesting. I mean, hard to say. Maybe there is no correlation between chemtrails, crop circles, and our extraterrestrial friends. I really don't know. You know, I'll put it to you this way. I think that we have Mad George killing innocent civilians. We have the banking establishment and various big industrial companies now throwing spin out there, getting more and more streamlined on the UFO information, and some people maybe are thinking that we could tie the few in together, that crop circles, and chemtrails, and everything else could be coming from a dangerous sect of rogue ETs. Maybe. You never know. I personally think this is a human-created package. It was packaged by the military, industrial complex, and private contractors for that sector. We know that they've outfitted the planes. We know that they're military planes. We've seen pictures of it, and it's our own people, human people, that are creating this mass genocidal plan. I don't care what they give it. I don't care if they say it's for stopping global warming, or like the new one, it's really to help establish communications on a wide scale with electromagnetic frequencies. There'll be others, but there'll always be a spin or a lie, I think, on this. Because they know it's killing people, they know it's causing respiratory problems, they know it's infecting people, they know it's getting into the livestock, into the plants and the food we eat, and yet they're still doing it. You know, I mean, we can blame a lot of things and a lot of people for our current problems. We can blame off-worlders, and we can blame the moon, the sun, and the sky. Personally, I tend to like to blame ourselves and take responsibility for cleaning up the mess. You know, we're not victims. We're not victims. Nobody's a victim. They come here, they make the choice, they're not victims. They just decided to play along, and hopefully they're going to do some good while they're here. Let me go on. I'm never prepared for Mondays. Heck, it's Monday, folks. I mean, are any of you ever prepared for Mondays? Me, I don't prepare for anything because I just don't have the time. But if any of you guys have time, ladies and gentlemen, to call into the show, just give us a call. The toll-free number is 877-876-5227. And that's toll-free in the U.S. The direct line is 530-876-3222. And if you're from Canada, there's an 888 number on the website. Just go to bbsradio.com, and you'll be able to see that toll-free number for the Canadians. You know, have you guys noticed that they're still forcing Ron Paul out of the elections? Anybody? How about you? Anybody? It's funny because he still gets interviewed on CNN. He still gets interviewed in a network here and there, but everybody seems to think he's no longer in the running. And the major media is trying to make it look like that. Honest! They're trying to make it look like he's out of the running. Isn't that something? Yeah. And now they forced him out of the Republican convention. They just went home. You should read it on the TNT board. It's absolutely astounding. And beyond that, the media is caught lying. I mean, in a myriad of ways. And there's a video. I mean, a fantastic video about how the media is caught lying. And when you add up all the information on the connections, the hits, the polls, the YouTube video views, and throughout the website, you add up all the information, it makes absolutely zero basis for what the media is spewing now. In fact, it's exactly the opposite. It's saying Ron Paul, now listen to me, folks, Ron Paul is more known throughout the internet and throughout the world in so many ways that for him to even, for others to be thinking that they're in the lead for this Republican running or for the presidential race is ridiculous. It's ridiculous. And that's what that video is going to show you. How do you like it so far? Ron Paul so far out ahead, they decided to force him out and send out information that he wasn't in the running and he stepped out or he stepped into the sidelines or his camp doesn't know what they're going to do or he's just out of it. And now you get companies like E. You guys ever watched E! Entertainment TV? Well, the two main contenders now for the presidential, Barrack, you know what I mean? And McCain, it's just absolutely sinful garbage. Garbage. They know it. We know it. Everybody, anybody with half a brain knows it. You want to know how I know major media knows that you know? Why the heck does major media have portend of some things on their news programs? And yet, when you look at their internet-based sites, most of them are catering a little more to the right. Or a little more liberal, or a little more, we love you, because they know they're tapping, we're trying to be fair and balanced, and yes, here's maybe a little more of the story. But for the viewers on TV, they get something different. But on the same news media websites, it's profoundly of a different perception. Because they're communicating with the affluent people when they get on the internet. And they know it. So they're giving you one spin one way and another spin another way. And it all leads to the same absolute trash garbage. They're trying to, literally put in the people they want in power. They want to rape you of your right to vote by illegal acts. Illegal, not legal. Now on Fox News, FAUX, of course, you know, does these crazy things. You wonder why anybody even listens to them. And I got to tell you, I don't think many people actually listen to many of these major media networks. They're just pretending that we do. They're actually making it still look like people listen to them when they don't. So nobody's really listening, paying attention to major media, except for people that are totally brainwashed and really don't make much of a difference as far as where their lives are concerned. Or they watch these major media networks just to figure out what these big networks are lying about next. They're trying to just keep tabs on them. That's it. Those are the only people I ever run into. You guys ever run into a person that actually sits down and watches those news programs religiously, thinking that's where the news comes from? Anybody? Because I've never heard that. That's just not heard of anymore. So there's obviously an illusion they're trying to brand, and that's that people pay attention to them and that they carry some weight. When in reality they don't, because they're trying to abscond with the elections because they don't carry any weight. They're nobody. And eventually people are going to realize that that's just a truism. They don't carry any weight when it comes to fair and balanced reporting. Okay. No matter how often they try to brainwash that phrase into you, people get it. You get it. You know? It's like, to us, it's really the absolute hypocrisy of insanity. And we pretty much all agree on that, right? Anybody? There was a guy named Kent who used to, I have a wonderful website. It was called cyberspaceorbit.com. Now, it's still there, but Kent passed away. And I remember originally when I started reading a lot of different blogs, I spent a lot of time throughout his website because I loved his sections about fun with fascists. Loved those sections. And I'm sad to report that, yeah, he did pass away, and our condolences to his family and those who cared about him. We're going to miss you, and we hope somebody takes the mantle of cyberspaceorbit.com and continues posting wonderful information, because it really had an interesting, many interesting sections that were just absolutely fabulous. Now, we're hearing, of course, that martial laws can take hold. Terror drills could go live. It's going to be all part of the martial law plan. Old Bush has written a few more executive orders, or whatever they want to call them these days, and changed up. I think basically what he did was he overwrote a prior executive order. Now, all the other things coming down the pike kind of look like old King George is trying to set the documentation in place so that eventually they can use that later to do as they please. Be it military curfews, or be it criminally eavesdropping, or using your body as a transmitter, or as an experimental case, drugging children. Oh, there's a good one, by the way, folks. So I'm going to get off on a little tangent here, because I could spoo about our king all day long. But have you guys noticed, and this is something you guys are probably well aware of by now, but if you're not, check over at the BBS LA TV section, or go to the Trusted News Trader, the TNT Bulletin, and check out a post called Drugging Children. That'll make you cry. That will make you cry, my friends. It's hard to imagine that we have such a heinous criminal class operating things that just for mere profit, and of course for the genocidal plan, that they're harming our children with the most dangerous, of drugs. And then you see the exposés of these people, you know, they've just keeping their mouth tight, lipped, and giving you the official answers when it comes to our fracking children. They're giving you pat answers. And there was a expose, and well done, I might add, and I thank these companies, even though, you know, I despise them most of the time. That's NBC and CBS News. And the video they put together on YouTube, is just unbelievable. I downloaded all these videos. In fact, folks, they even got rid of the Monsanto video. You know? The World According to Monsanto. Oh, I got it. I got them all. I hope you guys do the same. But this one is about them using psychotropic drugs, powerful indeed, and giving up to 17 of them at a pop to these young children, 7 and under. Psychotropics. And then they hear, you know, they're talking all about this, and you hear the stats, the statistics, and what's going on a little bit, and then you hear one of them giving his pat answer. And we're dealing with our children. I have 4. That's why I'm here. I have 4 beautiful children. I have a 9-year-old boy named John. A 7-year-old son named Sean. I have a daughter who's about to turn 5, Kay. And another son who's 4. And that's Tom. Thomas. And these kids are looking at this world through a cocktail brew, some of them. Not mine, no way. I don't even get into medical insurance, if you really want to know. Wouldn't feed the sickness, the mentality, the money machine. And it's just insane what's going on, folks. Insane. And there's no way you and I should find this acceptable, tolerable, in any condition, in any way, in any lifetime. And just because they've desensitized you into thinking that this is just a reality of the day, somebody phoned me up. I got to tell you, somebody phoned me up on an interview line the other day and just wanted to rap with somebody. And they were telling me, well, it's always been that way. It's just that we know about it. It's always been that way. Why do you think we can change it now? It's always been that way. Well, it's been as unacceptable then as it is now. Now that I bloody well know about it, I'm going to put my foot down. How about you? I don't care if it was done a million years ago, for Pete's sake. And I'm not desensitized enough to know what's unacceptable in my life. So you guys should go watch that video. You guys spend a little time there and pass it on to your friends. Because it's not that we don't have enough proof now to bring these the criminal class to justice. Not their justice, not their court system's justice, because that's a joke, but to bring them to the justice of the people. And we have enough information now, facts, and can prove how the disinformation lines went, and prove how the stonewalling went, and prove where the dots connect, and we can bring these people to justice. But they're infecting a few of the main people in our law enforcement and judicial agents in the local and regional levels, and we need to be together and we need to get in there. And we need to say, whoa. Because they're bringing this to a town near you. And they think if they get it out far enough, fast enough, that people will find it just the flavor. That's the way the flavor works. Wrong. It's not my flavor. I like chocolate. You know, people are saying the Wikipedia and Dig.com are exposed. You know, anytime, hear me out on this, folks. Anytime you have a view number, a click number, a listenership number, Dig.com, the number of views, when you've got YouTube, the number of listeners, and even on posting boards, you've got a number of values. Well, whenever those values get high enough on rotten, on things that would rot the perception, according to these maniacs, they're going to go in there and change it. And they're also going to change the connection numbers, the listener numbers, the viewer numbers. They're going to change the tallies. They've done it in all the polls. They're doing it in scripts. They're hacking in. Folks, I know this firsthand. I'm not telling you anything but a fact. They go in there and these things get changed. So the perception changes. So do I really go in for that do I really go into counting the numerology of it all? Do I get into the quantity aspect of it? Not really. I go for the value of the information. I don't believe the rest. I go for the information, see if it sits well, and I find a lot that does and strikes me passionately. Whether it's got one view or a million. Because that thing, our boards, get wiped out all the time. That's why we've created an arena where we can post headlines to various areas that we don't give a darn about views and connections and how many people are clicking in. Because people are always disturbing that to reset the database and so on. So don't go by that, folks. We just had it done again. And that's because some of these important articles and things get so heavily trafficked, they don't want anybody knowing. How do you like that? And Dig.com and Wikipedia Exposed, great article. Check it out. If you don't think that we have Russian interests, Chinese interests, and our own criminal class here that's residing here, interest to change things, in this huge global medium, then you're just fooling yourself. The best thing you can do is constantly copy pages, download videos, keep copies. Everywhere. Keep copies of everything. Put it onto hard drives, box them away, stick them in the attic. Label them. Put them on note, write the documents out on a notepad, label them, stick it in on the hard drive, and stick them away. Because this stuff will become, valuable later on as we bring these people to trials. Because they're criminals. And now, in this day and age, we have all the tools we need to stop it. And I'm not waking anybody up. They've done that for us. They're worried about us waking up the populace. They're the geniuses. They're the ones who decided to put idiots in power so that they could actually or mistakenly open up the can of worms. However the case is, the secrets are out of the bag. And they're global. And these people have done, they've actually marched that band to a global tune. So it's really them who've awoken people. Me, I just want to help point them in the right direction, because we've got the right tools, we've got the internet, we've got the phones, we've got communication on a scale that's almost instantaneous, and we can reach out and we can touch people. And we can save data, and we are the many. So the more of us that work in concert, the easier it'll get. It's not going to be that difficult now, folks. We don't have to wake people up like crazy. We just got to point them in the right direction and say, look, we got all the tools, all the evidence, time to stop this charade. The CIA is stonewalling us again. I mean, they don't want to release 7,000 documents related to their torture program. Why? Why should they? Who gets pissed when they don't release information? Who actually does anything about it? Well, what we got to do is stop these people, and I'll tell you how that can be done. You start working with groups and lawyers. You start working in, yes, class action suits, talking to law firms, putting them together, bringing up major lawsuits. They might lose their practices, they might lose their law degrees, and yeah, could have hurt them, probably, but, you know, we're dealing with many of us, and there's many of us that can find the few that will go ahead and set these balls in motion, legalize these situations, formalize these criminal acts. And there are a number of them doing that right now. And if you should really do some Google searches on that, because it is starting to come mainstream. In other words, it's now mainstream that people want to do something about these atrocities. It's just the major media isn't talking about it. They're lying. They'd rather throw sports and reality TV in your face with garbage news about a murder down the road, or who the great contenders are, or the war in Iraq and coming to Iran, and then put a few comedians on the stage and give you some sexy legs. That's what they want to give you. Everybody knows it. I'm preaching to the choir. It's like every time I say it, I think it's something new when it isn't. I mean, we know what they're doing. So we'll leave that alone for a bit. You know, there's a couple interesting posts I found about the EPA scientists. And one of them we posted, and that's talking about scientists have been reporting from the EPA, Environmental Protection Agency now. They've been reporting that they've been interfered with politically. Whoa. A protection agency interfered with politically. Environmental. Amazing, isn't it? They, you know, we've got a military-industrial complex, media complex, big pharma and big energy and so on, and a few corrupt tied banking families all tied in to bring this wonderful, wonderful drama to you globally. And we can see that they're marching in all areas, corrupting all areas. All areas. That's what makes this easy, folks. That's why this is so easy for us now. Because, yeah, they're tightening their controls, but it's in writing only, and oh, they got a few police force, private armies hired up, and they're trying to throw a few things in the court systems and so on. But remember, they're laying this out, these criminal acts out before, on stage, like they're giving out candy at a parade. So it becomes pretty easy for people if they truly want to stop it, doesn't it? So, you know, waking them up to the fact is one thing, but helping them decide to want to stop it, that's another. So let's help them decide to want to stop this madness. Because I think in the end, that's going to lead to an infinitely better life for all of us concerned. It will be the greater good. Folks, I'm going to step back for a break, grab a cup of coffee. I'll be right back.
Hi, this is Dan Millman, author of Way of the Peaceful Warrior and the new book, Wisdom of the Peaceful Warrior, and you're listening to BBS Radio.
Well, partner, we got our pork and beans, we got our coffee, and we got this real nice campfire. Now all we need is the radio. Go get that radio so we can listen to BBS.
Gosh darn, boss. Got this here radio, but we ain't got no battery.
Well, I told you to buy some batteries yesterday, but you forgot to buy them today.
A man can only do so many things in one day. Go into town and get some for the both of us.
Go ahead. Make my day.
Dadnabbit, you and your BBS radio.
Where would $5,000 per week take you? Discover the exact details of a simple and proven system that quickly puts $5,000 to $10,000 in many students' pockets every week. What's most amazing is that there are almost no computer skills required, and you can start pulling in cash automatically within just a few hours. We are absolutely convinced that our proven system will create massive wealth for virtually anyone. And we'll prove it. Go to bbscashflow.com now and get all the details. That's bbscashflow.com.
All right, we're back. You know, I have a question for some of you. Who out there knows whether China's being chemtrailed or not? There are people out there on the internet saying China is not being chemtrailed. Now, does anybody know anybody in China that can find that out and find out if it's true or not? I'd like to know. Personally, I really would. It would kind of allow a different spin on my thinking. If true. So it's something maybe some of you guys can check into. Okay? You know, our government deals in fear. That's it. Global warming, fear. Oil crisis, fear. I have a question. You know, we've got such modern technology these days, we can pull pipe out of a rock. I mean oil out of a rock. We can actually get water out of a rock. I got to tell you, we've got some incredible technologies these days. They've been using them. They've been finding oil all over the place. So much oil and gas, it's mind-boggling. The only reason they're trying to control the market is so that they continue this third world operation going globally for a long, long time. And they're using it to gain more and more control when there's no crisis at all. Look, I worked in the oil biz for 4 years. Oil rigs, drilling rigs. Oh yeah, drilling wells, working over wells from one salt dome to big fields to fields off the Gulf. You bet I have. I'll tell you this. I knew about more capping of big wells than I ever heard about big wells being, allowed to flow. More. I think it's been one big dance, orchestrated dance of fear, really. When you get to the bottom line that they've been lying about everything, now you can start from ground zero. Right? When you actually realize your government tells an absolute lie, every single time, you'll get it. You'll actually get it. When you say, why would they say that? They're lying. What's the real story? Now you're reading between the lines. Now you're growing up. Welcome to adulthood. You know, to be quite honest with you folks, they don't deserve your fear. They don't deserve mine. I don't give it to them. Are you kidding? It would be like giving an idiot my fear. Why? They don't deserve it. You know, are you guys actually afraid of these mobsters? I mean, they've got so many problems right now, and they're feeling it. And people out there are still fearful of their information? Like something, like some global crisis is occurring that they didn't manufacture? If you guys are still confused about that issue, you guys should really be tuning in a lot more. Because every last stinking thing when it comes to a fear-related report, to me, is a lie coming out of their out of them. And the reason I say so is because the biggest things that are carrying the momentum are based on lies. So everything coming out of it's distorted. You know, James had a pretty good write-up. I was just stunned. I thought it was one of the finest articles ever put out. Honestly, folks, I really did. James Gilliland, As You Wish Talk Radio. Wow. He wrote an article called, I didn't actually get the name. I called it We Are the Gods of Altamar. And then I put, James, you are correct. I thought that was an exceptionally accurate view in my opinion. And it is a channeled message. So people always say, I hate channeled messages. No, not all of them. I could name five websites I wouldn't even peruse because they're so sickly stupid. Insane, really. Insane. Wackos. But there are the ones that are excellent. And James, I find, is excellent. And so is most of what he puts out. That's my opinion. Oh, we got a caller. Our first caller. Let's take the call. Welcome. You're on the TNT Hour.
This is Sterling here waiting for your call.
Oh, folks, Sterling, stick around. Folks, we're going to be right back. We're going to run a few more ads, and I'll be back with you in about 3 minutes. Stick around.
Where would $5,000 per week take you? Discover the exact details of a simple and proven system that quickly puts $5,000 to $10,000 in many students' pockets every week. What's most amazing is that there are almost no computer skills required, and you can start pulling in cash automatically within just a few hours. We are absolutely convinced that our proven system will create massive wealth for virtually anyone, and we'll prove it. Go to bbscashflow.com now and get all the details. That's bbscashflow.com.
Hi, this is Robert Lee Kemp, the host of the Mr. Destiny Radio Show here on bbsradio.com. Tune in Monday nights on the late night section at 7:30 Pacific and 10:30 Eastern. I want to invite you to come and listen in or participate in our lively and informative shows. Would you like to know something about your special destiny? How about your personal relationships or your finances? Are you thinking of moving but not sure when or if you should? Did you just meet somebody and want to know whether or not you are compatible? Would you like to know when you will meet somebody new or have more business success? Or would you like some help understanding your life and yourself? If you answered yes to any of these questions, I may have some answers for you. Tell me your birthday and I can reveal your secrets, maybe even secrets that you don't even know. The system I use is described in my two books, Cards of Your Destiny and Love Cards, available in all major bookstores. Your birthday is the key to your birth card, and that card tells me everything about you. I invite you to come and learn more. I hope to see you then.
Hi, this is Brentwood from Legion of Love. Just letting you know you can now hear some of our new released and unreleased tracks on our website, legionoflove.com. You can also purchase our EPs, Gray Matter Tunes and Matters of the Heart, as well as all of our singles, including Shine a Light and Love is the Answer, at most major download sites. And of course, you can hear them on BBS Radio, the number one internet radio network in the world. Peace and love.
Yeah, no, I'm on the air. Hi, how you doing? This is Wesley Snipes, and I'm sitting here with my Pleiadian and Andromedan friends. And, you know, we were just kicking it, talking about a little extraterrestrial kind of a thing. We're having a little party together. Everybody's coming through from the galaxy. But, of course, you got to get the right directions, so we got to have the right vibration. Right vibrations is listening to Dr. Fred Bell and the Health and Sciences show on BBSradio.com. Okay, I'm ready. I'm ready. Go. Where's my ticket for the ship, man?
Hi, this is Marco May. Wherever you are, whoever you are, take care, because you deserve the best.
Hi, Peggy Lee Quayler here. Thanks for listening to Songs from Our Stories Untold album. Copies of the album are available from cdbaby.com/cd/Peggy Lee with an A. And thanks for listening to BBS Radio. If it's not mainstream, it's on bbsradio.com, the number one internet radio network on the planet.
They're starting to. Maybe they don't want to. But
well, you still have fans here, you know. This is for all the fans in Germany, actually. This is Senior Sieber calling. I don't need to tell who I am because everybody here knows it anyway. But there's German fans who really want to hear Dr. Fred Bell's Health, Science, and Energy show on bbsradio.com.
Hello, everybody. This is Dr. Joe Vitale. I'm one of the stars of the hit movie The Secret, and I'm the author of way too many books to even list here, including The Attractor Factor and Life's Missing Instruction Manual. You're listening to BBS Radio. So fasten your seatbelts, get ready to be inspired and informed. You're in for a wild ride.
Al Mead, the greatest mystic of our time, invites you to join her as she shares powerful revelations of a world where mystery and miracles are commonplace. for her books and audio library have become roadmaps for those seeking truth in an age of deception. Her live events are unparalleled in the transfiguration of participants into moral mastery and beyond. Now you can experience the profound wisdom and incredible message of hope she has for mankind right here on BBS Radio. Friday nights at 8 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, tune in to the mystical world we live in on Station 1 to receive the most cutting-edge information on the current ascension of all creation.
This is Dan Millman, author of Way of the Peaceful Warrior and the new book, Wisdom of the Peaceful Warrior, and you're listening to BBS Radio.
Hello. This is Wesley Snipes. And when I want to get tuned in, tuned up, and not tuned out, I listen to Dr. Fred Bell, Health and Sciences Show on BBSRadio.com. Mary had a little lamb, Mary had a little lamb, and went off to the 80s. Woo!
Hey everybody, this is your new friend, Julio, and I'm talking to you because I like to listen to BBSRadio.com. I sneak over the border every day, and I go see my girlfriend. She got a computer. Come on now, sing it, girls.
Ladies and gentlemen, we got a bit of a snafu going on right now, so just bear with me. We'll be back in a few more minutes. Thank you for tuning in.
Maxwell Green, and I'm the host of ET Yoga. That's every other Thursday, Channel 2, at BBS Radio, from 7:55 to 8:50 p.m. ET Yoga communicates self-empowering knowledge from channeled extraterrestrial sources combined with the teachings of ancient yoga masters. You can also learn to totally be self-empowered, cure disease, or create total immunity from disease at MaxwellGreenSite.com. See you on Thursday evening.
Hi, I'm Antonio Lau, psychic amateur and metaphysical teacher. Welcome to BBSRadio.com. If you're looking for the high spot, all original programs, even the music we play,
As a counselor, Donna Sebo is available for private consultations by appointment. These can be done by telephone or in person. If you'd like to schedule an appointment with Donna, call 253-582-5604 or 800-872-8852. That's 253-582-5604 or outside of Pierce County, 800-872-8852.
Hi, this is Jeff from Electron Love Theory, and you're listening to BBS Radio. You can hear Electron Love Theory's new album, Colors of the Galaxy, right here. Check it out further on our website, which is lovetheory.com, or on iTunes or CD Baby. If it's not mainstream, it's on bbsradio.com, the number one internet radio network on the planet, in the galaxy, and in the universe.
Alright, we're back. Thank you for tuning in. We've got a little bit of activity here in the background, so you'll just have to bear with it. It always gets fun here at BBS Radio. So many things happening all the time. You gotta love it. Folks, we don't have much time anymore to continue the program, so I'm going to close out, and I apologize for the little bit of a snafu here that pulled me away from my loyal audience. But again, if you really want to help out, if you want to change things, if you want to see things get better, if your tolerance levels have reached zero and you find what's going on unacceptable, then spread the word. Pass out that BBS LA TV page. Go to the Trusted News Trader, click on the right-hand link that says BBS LA TV, and send that page to as many friends as you've got in your lists. And hopefully it'll stir enough passion that we can get things changed. Because really it's going to take all of us, the many, working together to remove the few. So next time you tune in to the TNT Hour, leave your fear at home, come with an open mind, and let's make a difference together. Thanks for tuning in to the TNT Hour. And I guess you'll be listening to Don Nikoloff at 1 p.m. Pacific Time Wednesdays. And he'll be here to continue the TNT Hour. We're going to close out with some beautiful music that was written by Don Nikoloff, specifically as the intro and outro for our program. It's called Defunk. I love it. Always have. So here it is, and thank you for tuning in.
$5,000 per week take you? Discover the exact details of a simple and proven system that quickly puts $5,000 to $10,000 in many students' pockets every week. What's most amazing is that there are almost no computer skills required, and you can start pulling in cash automatically within just a few hours. We are absolutely convinced that our proven system will create massive wealth for virtually anyone. and we'll prove it. Go to bbscashflow.com now and get all the details. That's bbscashflow.com. Where would $5,000 per week take you? Discover the exact details of a simple and proven system that quickly puts $5,000 to $10,000 in many students' pockets every week. What's most amazing is that there are almost no computer skills required, and you can start pulling in cash automatically within just a few hours. We are absolutely convinced that our proven system will create massive wealth for virtually anyone, and we'll prove it. Go to bbscashflow.com now and get all the details. That's bbscashflow.com.